When I use analysis, I understand that what originally seemed to be so palpable does not at all exist this way. The person that appeared to exist so forthrightly just plain cannot be found. This which seemed to exist in itself is seen to depend on thought. Reflecting on this, when I look out at an audience, I see that all these tens of thousands of people are thinking, I, in a way that, in fact, is mistaken, drawing themselves into trouble. Seeing them this way helps me, and will help you, call forth loving concern for beings trapped in misconception. This is often how I begin my lectures. By meditating and gradually cultivating these four steps, you will develop an ability to examine anything and everything this way, seeing the conflict between appearance and reality, and deciding from the depths that persons and things do not exist the way they appear. What is understood by that completely decisive mind is the absence of the inherently existent I, even though you used to believe in it so strongly. You totally understand the negation of inherent existence. Your mind becomes absorbed in that emptiness. Meditative reflection. Repeatedly review the four steps to realization. 1. Zero in on the target, the appearance of the I, as if it is established in and of itself. 2. Determine that if the I exists the way it seems to, it must be either one with mind and body or separate from mind and body. 3. Thoroughly contemplate the problems with I and the mind-body complex being the same. I and mind-body would have to be utterly and in all ways one. Asserting an I would be pointless. It would be impossible to think of my body, my head, my mind. When mind and body no longer exist, the self also would not exist. Since mind and body are plural, a person's selves also would be plural. Since the I is just one, mind and body also would be one. Just as mind and body are produced and disintegrate, the I is inherently produced and inherently disintegrates. In this case, neither the pleasurable effects of virtuous actions nor the painful effects of non-virtuous actions would bear fruit for us, or we would be experiencing the effects of actions we ourselves did not commit. 4. Thoroughly contemplate the problems with I and the mind-body complex being inherently different. I and mind-body would have to be completely separate. In that case, the I would have to be findable after clearing away mind and body. The I would not have the characteristics of production, abiding, and disintegration, which is absurd. The I would absurdly have to be just a figment of the imagination, or permanent. Absurdly, the I would not have any physical or mental characteristics.